From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Syria is the focus of a multinational effort in Vienna. International talks on Syria's future were set to begin Thursday in Vienna, with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry calling the summit the most promising opportunity in years to end the country's 4.5 years of nonstop horror.
Fighting in Syria among government supporters, moderate rebels, and Islamic State extremists has been 4.5 years of nonstop horror, Kerry told the endowment, adding that finding a solution won't be easy.
My friends, the challenge that we face in Syria today is nothing less than to chart a course out of hell.
An early end to the Syrian conflict that will unite the country and enable it to live in peace. With that stated goal, Kerry left for Vienna. Molly McKitterick, VOA News, Washington.
Mr. Kerry has now arrived in Vienna, along with senior diplomats from Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, participating in a second round of informal talks today in Vienna. Friday, the summit will expand to include representatives from other nations, including Iran, one of Syria's top international backers. A 6-week wave of violence continued in the Middle East. Israeli authorities say a Palestinian stabbed an Israeli soldier in the West Bank on Thursday and was shot dead by security forces. They say the 23-year-old Palestinian stabbed the soldier in the head, wounding him lightly, and then attempted to stab another security officer before forces opened fire and killed him. The Palestinian, they say, approached soldiers at a checkpoint as clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops erupted nearby. This is VOA News.